Reading in the New York Times, a Texas state senator, Representative James Tallarico of Austin, roundly defeated a popular Democratic opponent, U.S. Representative Jasmine Crockett, in the Texas primary election for the U.S. Senate. Crockett had name recognition and reputation as a fighter in Congress, but had a, quote, makeshift campaign operation, unquote, with no campaign manager, no fundraising strategy, and no infrastructure, perhaps thinking she didn't need this against a lesser-known person. Contrast this with Tallarico attracting tens of thousands of volunteers and having 35 rallies in 26 cities across Texas. Tallarico, a 36-year-old soft-spoken Texas legislator, knew he needed media attention, especially to attract younger voters. Stephen Colbert's late-night national interview was scheduled in February, just before early primary voting would begin in Texas. But Colbert's producers, wary about federal regulators, said they would only post the interview on YouTube. After much debate with his campaign team, Tallarico decided to go ahead with the interview instead of canceling and complaining about Trump trying to muzzle him. When the interview clip was aired, it received over 9 million views, and campaign donations poured in, helping to produce Spanish-language campaign material. Tallarico's message is a blend of religion and democratic politics. For example, being united against billionaires who want to divide people, the power of love to overcome fear and adversity, a willingness to embrace political differences. I'd vote for this potentially rising star in our country's political scene. I'm Connie Serafin, and that is my perspective.